Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen.
The state is still reeling from flood damage from last March. What is the legislature in talks for addressing flood damage?
Yeah, well, that's one of the great things that's happened before I was up here is we've actually empowered the governor to be able to act quickly with that and to access funds for that, you know, emergency purposes and things like that. We're looking into how, the flood damage is going to affect, you know, our appropriations and everything. But right now we're kind of focusing on passing the budget, you know, as is, kind of reconciling where we're at with the Senate and the governor, and then kind of addressing that after that. It's a big, long process, but there is availability of funds via emergency declaration and things like that. So there's immediate action that can be taken, but in the meantime, we're working on trying to figure out how that fits into our fiscal year budgets.
And do you think there could be an amendment, budget amendments passed for the State Department of Transportation? I believe the legislature already passed the budget for them before all the damage was incurred from flooding.
Yeah, again, that's like I said, we're kind of looking at kind of, you know, reconciling where we're at pre-flood damage, making sure that, you know, all the numbers match up, that we can get a budget passed, and then, you know, kind of then going back in over and saying, you know, how does the flood damage then fit in here? Where does it come out of? What funds do we use? What funds do we have to use? You know, that type of thing. Just kind of don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse, and, you know, obviously we realize funds are needed, but got to do it right to make sense for the fiscal year, appropriation budgets.
There's been a lot of talk about a property tax reform bill. Some Iowa mayors are arguing that this could shutter growth in terms of affording infrastructure and other expenses if this property tax bill would be passed. What are your thoughts on that?
Explaining that, it actually does none of those things the mayors are claiming, because all they have to do if they need to grow out of that 2% cap is inform the public and then possibly have a vote. So all it is a transparency bill. It's just explaining and showing to the people with those local governments and what they're doing. So what's happened before is they've been able to ride, the assessments rising, and then they don't adjust their levy, and property taxes skyrocket, and they can hide behind the fact that, you know, they didn't raise their, you know, your taxes. In essence, all we're trying to do is say, listen, here's a reasonable growth at 2%. If you guys want to go beyond that, inform the public, let the people vote, and if it's a need, if it's an infrastructure need, if it's whatever need, then you can go above it. There is no hard cap. In fact, we removed there was a previous cap. We removed that cap so they can go up to 20% beyond the budget, you know, if the people of your town or county approve that. So it's simply a transparency issue. It's just, you know, letting people know what is going on with their tax dollars and then being able to approve that action with their tax dollars.
This week, I believe the Senate has passed their version of a bill to add numerous election law changes. Some of their provisions narrow on what the House had passed. What do you expect the House to do with this bill now?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's what we were just caucusing about. So right now, no comment. It's kind of hard for me to judge what the pulse of the House is, that, you know, after just kind of finding out about it. So I guess I'll wait and talk to you about that maybe next week.
Another new bill that there's talk for right now in the Senate would give more protections to mobile home residents. Has there been any talk of this in the House?
I am just now getting emails on it and just now hearing about it. So this one's another, you know, this is a new one to me. But, you know, what I've seen proposed, I'm not against. I believe Senator Zach Walls is the one that's proposed the legislation. And from what I understand, he's just extending the time to inform people of their rate increase from something like 30 to 60 days, and he wants to extend that to 180 days to give people proper warning that their rates are going to increase and proper time to then find a different means or different place to live if need be. Because oftentimes in mobile homes, these are low-income folks, and, you know, throwing a huge rate increase on them, you know, last minute is obviously very hard to swallow. So, like I said, I'm just now getting emails on it and kind of people weighing in on it. So I'm trying to kind of see where everything is and get through the bill.
As we're getting closer to the end of April, what would you say is the timeline right now as far as how much time do you think the legislature will be in session and wrapping things up?
Yeah, I think we've set, like I've said in previous newsletters and previous interviews, I feel like we've set a pretty brisk pace. If all is going according to plan with the Senate and with the governor, I feel like we're kind of nailing down our positions on where we are, not only on the overview of appropriations, but I think right now we're trying to reconcile just line by line of each line in our total budget. And so we're kind of, everybody's kind of reconciling, and we're kind of coming to that final push. And I would say, optimistically, late next week, you know, if we put in some long days, I don't see why we can't get out of here. You know, of course, that's best case scenario, and you know, don't hold me to my word on that, because I'm a freshman legislator, and this is kind of my first time up here as a legislator. I know in previous years when I was a clerk, everybody got excited for the end, and it inevitably got extended. So we don't always get to get out of here when we want to.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.